Alright, and welcome to June 6th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. This, of course, would be D-Day, folks, so we're going to talk about that. According to World War II History.info, June 1944 was a major turning point of World War II, particularly in Europe. Although the initiative had been seized from the Germans some months before, so far the Western Allies had been unable to mass sufficient men and material to risk an attack in Northern Europe. By mid-1944, early mobilization of manpower and resources in America was beginning to pay off. Millions of American men had been trained, equipped, and welded into fighting and service units. American industrial production had reached its wartime peak late in 1943. While there were still critical shortages in landing craft, for instance, production problems were largely solved, and the Battle of Atlantic had been won. Even increasing streams of supplies from the US were reaching anti-Axis fighting forces throughout the world. By the beginning of June 1944, the United States and Great Britain had accumulated in the British Island the largest number of men and greatest amount of material ever assembled to launch and sustain an amphibious attack. Strategic bombing of Germany was reaching its peak in May 1943. The combined chiefs of staff had given high priority to a combined bomber offensive to be waged by the Royal Air Force and the US Army Air Forces. By late summer 1943, Allied bombers were conducting round-the-clock bombardment of German industry and communications. In general, British planes bombed by night and American planes bombed by day. Whereas an air raid by 200 planes had been considered large in June 1943, the average strike a year later was undertaken by 1,000 heavy bombers. After considerable study, strategists determined to make the cross-channel attack on the beaches of Normandy east of the Cherbourg Peninsula. Early objectives of the operation were the deep water ports at Cherbourg and at Brest in Brittany. 3 months before D-Day, a strategic air campaign was inaugurated to pave the way for invasion by restricting the enemy's ability to shift reserves. French and Belgian railways were crippled, bridges demolished in northwestern France, and enemy airfields within a 130-mile radius of the landing beaches put under heavy attack. Special attention was given to isolate the part of northwestern France, bounded roughly by the Seine and Loire rivers. The Allies also put into effect a deception plan to lead the Germans to believe that the landings would take place further north, along the Pas de Calais. Opposed to the Allies was the so-called Army Group B of the German Army, consisting of the 7th Army in Normandy and Brittany, the 15th Army in the Pas de Calais in Flanders, and the 88 Corps in Holland, all under command of Field Marshal Erwin Rommel. Commander of all German forces in Western Europe was Field Marshal von Rundstedt, who, in addition to Group B, also had at his disposal Group G, composed of the 1st and 19th Armies. In all, von Rundstedt commanded approximately 50 infantry and 10 panzer divisions in France and the Low Countries. Despite unfavorable weather forecasts, General Eisenhower made the decision to attack on June 6, 1944. At 0200 that morning, one British and two American airborne divisions were dropped behind the beaches in order to secure routes of egress from the beach for the seaborne forces. After an intensive air and naval bombardment, assault waves of troops began landing at 0630. More than 5,000 ships and 4,000 ship-to-shore craft were employed in the landings. British forces on the left flank and U.S. forces on the right had it comparatively easy going, but U.S. forces in the center, Omaha Beach, met determined opposition. Nevertheless, by nightfall of the first day, large contingents of the British, one Canadian and three American infantry divisions, plus three airborne divisions, had a firm foothold on Hitler's fortress in Europe. And that is your D-Day wrap-up on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening, everybody. Raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run. But her heart belongs to just one.